Today she is Masechta Menachas Daf Mem Ches. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Mem Zayin and Bez. Two lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan, the price that teaches us Shochat Shnei Kvosim. If on Shavuos you shech the two kvosim for the Shalmei Yetzeres, Al Arba Chalos. As we've been learning, on Shavuos we bring two kvosim and two chalos. And what happened here was this individual had four chalos. So what do we do? Says the Brice Mosh Steinham. We pull out two chalas. Those are the two chalas that are used for the Shtei Lechem. Umenifim, and we do Tanufa. As we know, we're supposed to do Tanufa on the Shtei Lechem and the Chalas, on the Shtei Lechem and the Kifse Etzeres together. Bashar and the other two chalas, Nechalas Bepinyan. Since those chalas were not meant to be used for the carbon, for the Shtei Lechem. Since they were not meant to be used for the Shtei Lechem, they retain, as we discussed the other day, just Kedusha Stamim. And since they retain just Kedusha Stamim, so anything that only has Kedusha Stamim, the Kedusha that it got because they were bought with Machza Shekel funds, what we do is we take that money, we take them, and we pay them. We're paid to them. Says the Gemara, Amru Arbon Kamedra of Chizda. This Brisa was stated to Rav Chizda, and they said, the Chachamim, as they analyzed the Brisa, said, Hadalok Rebbe. This Brisa that says that these two other Chalas, all we need to do is just be paid to them, Loik Rebbe cannot follow the opinion of Rebbe, who holds, as we discussed in our previous Shurim, that just shechting the animals itself gives the Chala Kedusha. Because if we're going to follow the opinion of Elazar Reb Shimon, the shechita of these animals don't infuse the Chalas with Kedusha. As we learned in our previous year, that we need to have also Zrika. And without the Zrika, the shechita alone does not infuse the chalas with kedusha. That's the way most Rishonim learn the Gemara. Some explain that, so it seems the pshat, and this is the way Tosfos seems to say, it did infuse it with some kedusha, but it did not infuse it with enough kedusha that it should be able to be considered kaddish. Others, however, explain that according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, there's no Kedusha here yet. If we did not have Zrikas Adam, it's not infused with any Kedusha. And that's why, since it's not infused with any Kedusha, that's why the Chalas still, we could choose before the Zrika takes place, we could decide which are going to be the Chalas that should be designated for the Shtei Alechem, and the two other chalas retain just Kedusha Stamim, which, as we keep on repeating, since it only has Kedusha Stamim, then the halacha is we can be part of them. Because explains the Gemara. Dear Rebbe, if we're going to say that this price is following the opinion of Rebbe, says the Gemara, Kim Adam Shchit Mekacha, since Rebbe has been teaching us that Shchita has the ability to be Mekadosh the Lechem. So as soon as we shechted the Kvasim, two of those Chalas have full-fledged Kedusha out of the four that we started with. But since we don't know which are the two that have the Kedusha and which don't, so how can we say that we'll take two and we'll pay to them? The Parklei, we have, says the Gemara, a very practical issue. The Parklei Hechel, exactly where are we going to do this pigeon on the two that we're not using for the Shtei Lochim? Says the Gemara, either Parklei Mevroi, if we're going to suggest, take out all four chalas from their Zara, and then be paid the two of them, but ask the Gemara, Kivin the Ksiv, since the Torah, when it speaks about the Shtei Lochim, says, V'hei nevekoyen oysom ha'lochim bikurim tunufu f'nei Hashem, al shnei kvasim kodesh yil Hashem l'koyen. So we see that they have to be lifnei Hashem in the Azara. Anything that has to be in the Azara, if it's taken out of the Azara, Ifsalahu, becomes disqualified, B'yaitse, because it was taken out, the Mechitza, it's allowed to be in. So we can't possibly take all of them outside the Azara. Iva Gavoy, if we're going to suggest that we should do the pinyon in the Azara, says the Gemara, that also is not a valid approach. Because Hamayel Chulon Azara, by having these two chalas in the Azara, and they don't have Kedusha, they're not supposed to be in the Azara. And the way most Mefarshim explain this Gemara, by us knowing that we're going to be poided, and the moment we're poided, then they become chulin, we're creating a situation of chulin b'azara. And the pasuk says, ki yirchak mecha amok ha-mashivch ha-shem al-kech losom shmai shom, v'zavachtem v'karchum mitzayincham. And the Mark explains that only out in Mokum Rochaik, a place that's not in the Azara, may you eat and shecht chulin. But in a place which is in the Azara, it's Asur. And certainly we're not allowed to have chulin b'Azara. So this explanation, the Rajbam's explanation, is that the Issa of chulin b'Azara is the Issa d'Raisa. But then the Rajbam offers an explanation that it could be that the Issa of chulin b'Azara is not an Issa d'Raisa, it's only d'Rabbanan. Because Chazal made a gzera, because they're concerned that the person who sees you with this animal is not going to recognize that this animal is chulin, and he's going to see you're treating this meat like it's chulin. And they're not going to recognize that it's chulin. They're going to think that it's kachim, and they're going to come to not treat kachim with the proper way. That's why Chazal made a rule that we shouldn't have chulin b'azara. The Rambam in Hilchos Shechita Perek Beis Halacha Gimel has a third opinion. His opinion is that the issa of chulin b'azara is something that the Rambam sometimes categorizes in the category of Divrei Kabbalah, that they had a Kabbalah going back to Sinai, but since there is no pasuk in the Torah indicating this issur, so it doesn't have the full-fledged status of the Raisa, nor does it have the full-fledged status of the Rabbanan. So it's more than a Rabbanan, but it's not as much as a Raisa. It's there wouldn't be Malkus. But no matter what, says the Gemara, we now said we have these four chalas. Two we could use, and two we shouldn't. How will we be paid to them, or where will we be paid to them? Another question that the Rishonim debate is that we have all four chalas. And we know, as we keep on saying in our Shurim, that the chalas of the Shtei Alechem have to have tenufa. What should we do? Some suggest that we would have to be paid to all of them, the opinion of Rashi and Tosfos. The Lechem Mishnah, explaining the opinion of the Rambam, says that we're going to pick two chalas and the tenufa are two of the four. Amalev Chizda, says the Gemara, we're going to say the Braisa follows an opinion of Rebbe. The Polik Gavoy, and where are we going to do the pinyon? We're going to do the pinyon inside the Azara. We asked that how can we do that? Isn't that considered that we brought Chulin b'Azara? Says the Gemara, it's not considered that we brought Chulin b'Azara, because Chulin b'Mele can have it. It wasn't that we deliberately brought Chulin b'Azara. What happened here was that it was here, and now we have this dilemma, and we don't know what to do. That's not called that as if we brought Chulin b'Azara. Chulin b'Azara is doing something deliberately wrong. Something that happened afterwards is not considered Chulin b'Azara. And Rabbi Aaron Levine, the Reish Rav, and the Shalos Tshuvos Avnei Chefetz Simen Chavov, uses this concept that if right now I didn't do anything wrong, even though maybe down the line, it would be considered I did something wrong. Since at this point I didn't do anything wrong, it's not considered doing anything wrong. He discusses the following shaila. He discusses a situation where somebody has a watch, an automatic watch on Shabbos. And the way these automatic watches work is that as long as they are working and you continue moving them, it's not going to stop. If only you could you stop, if it stops, then if it stops, you'll have to shake it to get it going. And the question that he discusses is somebody's wearing such a watch on Shabbos while it's going. But because you're wearing it while it's going, it will continue to go, and therefore you won't have started the watch on Shabbos. What is going to be the halacha? Is that going to be considered as if you wound the watch on Shabbos? And he says it's not considered that you wound the watch on Shabbos because it was going anyway. And even though you, by moving it, were causing it to move, to continue, and it won't stop, since what you did at this point did not make it move, if you, what you're doing now is not wrong, even though ultimately by what you're doing now, it caused that down the road, something might have happened and didn't happen, that's not called doing something wrong. And therefore, here too, says the Gemara, when you brought these four chalas into the Azara, you didn't do anything wrong when you brought the two chalas in the Azara. The fact that down the road they become chulam b'azara, it's not considered a violation of chulam b'azara. Amalei, so asked the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Vatanya, Kshapoydin, the Bryce, there's a different Bryce that says that when you're going to take these two extra chalas and be poided them, the lochas ain't poided them el b'chutz. You should not be poided them in the Azara. How could you say that that this Bryce asked the Gemara is following opinion of Rebbe? Let's think about it. Since according to Rebbe, that two chalas here that have full-fledged kedushas haguf, if we have two chalas here that have full-fledged kedushas haguf, how could you be pointed to them outside the Azara when you're going to be involved taking something that's kedushas haguf outside the Azara? Says the Gemara, based on this brisa that's speaking about the situation that we've identified in our shiur today, we have no other choice but to say ha vadei Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon hi, that this brisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon that holds that they don't have yet full-fledged kedushas haguf because we did not have zrikas adam, and therefore it doesn't have full-fledged kedushas haguf, and that's why we could understand why it could be taken out of the Azara. But the first brisa does not have to be identified as the opinion of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. Because if we're going to say that this brisa is following the opinion of Rebbe, as we just said, that can't be, because Hifslo B'Yotzi, if Rebbe holds they have Kedushas HaGuf, how could they be taken out of the Azara? Amalei Rav Achbarei D'Rav Rav Ashi, Lema Tahav T'Yufta Rabbi Yochanan. Should we say there's a question on Rabbi Yochanan from this brisa? Mihad itma, there should be a question of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion from what we learned in the following concept, following halacha in the Beis Medrash. We know, as we've discussed, that when one brings a Karban Torah, he brings with the Karban Torah 40 chalas, 4 times 10. And says the brisa, says the Gemara, what would be the halacha Torah shechta al shemayim chalas? Instead of bringing 40, you brought 80. Chizki's opinion is, 40 out of the 80 only have Kedusha. But since I don't know which are the 40 that have the Kedusha and which are the balance, so the halacha is we have to treat all 80 with Kedushas Aguf. Says the Gemara, Rav Yechir Amar, Lekotcha Aboyim B'Tach Shemayim, that none of them are Kedush. Since we can't bring a Karban Torah with 80 chalas, and we don't know out of these 80 chalas which are kadosh, so then even none of them get the kedusha. And this the Braisa says that we shechted four, the Kivsi Atzeres with four chalas to our Kaddish. And we don't say, like Rabbi Yochanan just said, that since I don't know which are the ones that are Kaddish, so none of them were Kaddish, says the Gemara. It's not, so, says the Gemara, Miyat Mala, have we not learned? Amrav Zaira Haklamaydim, everybody's agreeing. The Hechadama, when the person was Magdish the Chalas, and he brought, as we said, double the amount that he was supposed to. He brought 40, he brought 80. And he expressly said, L'kachu aboy metach shmoinim. He only was intending to be Makadish 40 of them. And the other 40, explained Rishonim, all he meant to do was have them as a backup if the first something were to happen to the first 40. The halach is the kachi. The 40 are Kaddish and 40 are not. And if somebody said, on the other hand, expressly, that he wants to Mekadosh all 80 chalas, it's meaningless. Because if you can't have 80, so nothing is Kaddish. What is the case of the Machloikis of Chizkiah Rabbi Yochanan? What when he didn't say anything expressly? If he didn't say anything expressly, do we assume that he only meant to be Mekadosh 40 and the other 40 are there just for a backup? Or did he mean that it was Mekadosh all 80, and as we just said, you're not, if you meant to do all 80, none of them are Kaddish. Says the Gemara, the same thing will be with the case that we began our shiur with today. Hachnami, that when we had, by Kivsei Atzeres, four chalas instead of two chalas, Dama Lekachi Tarati B'toich Arba, he said two of the four. If he said expressly two, then those two will be Kaddish, and what we'll have to do is, as we learned, and continue learning. If he said expressly that he wants all four to be Kaddish, then none are Kaddish. And that's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And if he didn't say what he meant, that's why we have the Machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan. There's a different approach to this Gemara, not the approach that we learn, that if he said expressly he wants all four, all 80 to be Kaddish, the halacha that they will all be Kaddish with Kedushas Aguf. But as I said, that's not the way we learned Pshat in our Gemara today. Tana of Chanina Teresa. Chanina Teresa learned the following Braisa, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Now we have a case, which as we keep on saying in our Shir, you have to have two Kivsei Atzeres. And what this person did was, Shochet Arba Kvasim, he brought four animals al shtei chalas on for two chalas. So again, you have double the amount of chalas that we the double amount of animals that we need to have. And now the question is, what should we do? So he says, Moshech shnei mehem v'zorik dam shloi l'shman. We take two of those animals which are not needed for the carbon. And since we take two of the animals that are not needed for the carbon, we should do Zrikas Adam on them, Shloi Lishma. And then the remaining two animals that will have the din of Kivtzei Atzeres. Shimata Omekach, if we're going to say that first we should take two animals and designate them as the Kivtzei Atzeres and do them, and the other two we'll have a problem of Sadev Desachroinim. We can't take the other two because once the other two became Possel, because they can't be used for Kivsei Atzeres, because we only need two animals for Kivsei Atzeres, so it becomes Nitcha. As the Gemara teaches us many places in the Kachim Masechtas, that something that becomes Nitcha, something that became disqualified, becomes permanently disqualified. So first take two and bring them shloi l'shman. And as we know, if you bring a carbon shloi l'shman, unless it's a chatas or a pesach, it's a kosher carbon, you just don't get credit. And therefore the Gemara is saying here, use them for shloi l'shman to be able to use the other two l'shman. But ask the Gemara, what that means we're doing here is deliberately telling a person to do something wrong. Bring it shaloi lishman, the first two, to be able to save the situation. To which the Rabbi Yochanan asks, do we suggest a person do something wrong? Mishvil shetiska, in order that you shouldn't come to a loss. But Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us the Mesach Devoid Zvachim, Daf Ein Zainam and Aleph. Every Chattis Nes Avre Be'eber Oilam. The Loch is the Avre Chattis are supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim. The Avre Oila are supposed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And all these Avrim got mixed together. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Yitnu Lamala, put all of these Avrim on the Mizbeach. And what happens now is, Royanius Basar Achatis Lamala, even though we have Avrim that are not supposed to be in the Mizbeach, these Avri Chatis, as we just said, are really supposed to be eaten by the Kohanim. We look at them, Kilim Eitzim, we treat them like firewood. The Chum Oimrim, the Chum says that no, what we have to do with this entire mixture of Avrim is Tumah Tzrosim, let them become Lina, wait overnight, and then they become Pasul, and then burn them. That's Rashi's Pshat. I saw a new Pshat in Tumah Tzrosim. We wait for the latest minute, because right now we have a Suffolk. We don't know what to do. And since we have a Suffolk, we don't know what to do. Maybe Eliyahu Navi will come in Mitzvah Shem, and clarify what is Avri Chattis of Avri Oila until it becomes possible, and then Yetzel Beis Reifa. But ask the Gemara, why is that what should be doing? Am I, according to what we're learning in our Shia today, even though the Halacha is that we're not supposed to burn these Avri Chattis that are meant for the Kohanim to eat, not burn them on the Mizbeach, but why don't we say, here we're not going to be able to eat them anyway, because we don't know if the Avri Chattis or Avri Oila. So let's put them on the Mizbeach, even though it involves doing something wrong. It involves putting Avri Chattis on the Mizbeach that you're not supposed to. But let's say, Amoid V'chatei, do something which is improper, B'shvil Shatiska, at least we'll save the Karban Oila. Says the Gemara, where do we, if we're learning today, that we say, Amoid V'chatei, bring Karbanem Shloi L'shma, to say two kifsei tzeres, bring shloi lishma in order to be able to save the other two. Says the Gemara, and explains the Gemara, amei v'chatei b'chatis v'chatis v'chatis kamrinin. When we start with the four kifsei tzeres, the all kifsei tzeres, I just don't know which is which. So here the Gemara is saying, do two shloi lishma in order that we'll be able to do the other two lishma. But to say, Amoid v'chatei b'chatis b'shvil shetiska b'oila, do the wrong thing with the Avri Chattis in order to save the Avri Oila, loy aminin. So where it's all in one family, we do say. When it's not in the same family, says the Gemara, we don't say. Ask the Gemara, is that true? U'b'chad amilsami aminin, in one family we say amoid v'chatei, v'tanya, the Braisa teaches us kifsei tzeres shachtin shloi lishmon. If you brought the kifsei tzeres, which is shalmit tzibur, but you shechted them shloi lishmon, you shechted them as a korban oila, a shachtin l'fein l'fein zmanam, or you brought them before shvuas, or bein l'ach zmanam after shvuas, hadam yizorik, do the zrikas adam shloi lishmon, and like that, v'asa yachal, you can't and you'll be able to eat them. Of course, on Shavuos itself, you won't be able to bring it. And this is a question, if you can bring it on Shavuos or not, because on Shavuos, you're doing a voida with a carbon that you're not supposed, which is not a chiv hayoim. And then, v'abasa yoichel, v'mahoysa b'shabbos, if it's Shabbos, you can't do zrik sadam, because they became disqualified, and if they're disqualified for what they were intended, you can't be mechal Shabbos. V'mzorek, if you did the wrong thing, you shouldn't have done Zrika, Hurtza, that accomplishes Lak de Murim La'arav, that you'll be able to burn the Amorim to at night. But ask the Gemara, Vamai, why if it's Shabbos, can we not allow you to do Zrika Saddam? Lame, why don't we say, Amoid V'chatei, do the Zrika Saddam, the Shul Shatizrik, that you should be able to eat the Amorim tonight? Because if you won't do the Zrika Saddam on Shabbos, so the halacha is
that dam becomes possible with Shkiyas Achama. And since that dam becomes possible with Shkiyas Achama, we will never be able to put the Emrim on the Mizbeach. But here, we should do Zrikas Adam in order to be able to eat the Emrim tonight. Answers the Gemara, if I'm doing something on Shabbos which will be able to save me on Shabbos, that is acceptable. But what we're suggesting here is do this on Shabbos, do this Rikas Dam on Shabbos, that I should be able to eat and burn the Emrim tonight. That, lo yaminan, that we don't say. So we're learning now that on Shabbos, we're not allowing to do Zrika. Why is Zrika also to be done on Shabbos? So the Rosh explains, it's in the category Masakimona. By doing this Zrika, we'll be able to eat the carbon, the Emrim, and therefore it's considered an act of Tikkun Mana. The halacha is that on Shabbos we're learning we're not allowed to do it. But what about on Yontif? It seems that on Yontif, we would be allowed to do the Zrik Saddam. So in other words, if the Kisei Atzeres were slaughtered Shalai L'Shma on Yontif, which is not on Shabbos, we would be allowed to do Zrika because it's considered Tzarech HaKol Nefesh. It helps us be able to eat the meat, of those Kabbanas. The halacha is, however, that we're never allowed to do haktaras imurim, even though we're allowed to burn meat of a carbon on yontif. To eat the carbon, we're not allowed to burn imurim on yontif. So ask Tosfos, why would we be allowed to eat this meat that haktaras imurim is not done until after yontif? And if you can't do the haktaras imurim, you can't eat the meat. And if you didn't do the Ktaras Emirim and you can't eat the meat, it's no longer a situation of Oichel Nefesh doing the Zrikas Adam to be able to eat the meat. Because again, the meat has to have both Zrikas Adam and Ktaras Emirim. The Zrikas Adam we're allowing to do on Yontif, but we're not allowing the Ktaras Emirim on Yontif. And because we're not allowing the Ktaras Emirim on Yontif, it prevents us from eating the dam. It prevents us from eating the meat on Yontif, so it's not considered Tzarech Echel Nefesh. So Tosfos says that the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Nun Tesav and Beis, teaches us that if Emrim were lost or became Tamei, and they can't be burned on the Mizbeach, then the meat of that carbon can be eaten after the Zrika. To suggest Tosfos, since we're not allowed to burn this Emrim on Yontif, won't we be allowed to eat it on Yontif after Zrika? Because it's going to be considered like a case where the Emrim were lost. Asked our Sameach, why or how can we say that it's considered like the Emrim were lost? They are here. How can we make believe if they were lost? Answers in Sameach that if we're going to not allow the consumption of this carbon until after Ktaras Murim, then we wouldn't be allowed to do this Rikon Yontif. Because we only could do this Rikon Yontif, as we're saying, when it's a Tzarech Eichel Nefesh. If we're going to forbid this Rikon Yontif, then the entire carbon will become disqualified with Shkiyas Achama, because the Zrika wasn't done. Since prohibiting the meat for consumption in Yontif results that ultimately the Zrika will be Asur, and making the Zrika Asur will make the carbon Asur. It's similar to which the Emrim are disqualified. So just like the Emrim were disqualified, we'll do Zurika and we'll be allowed to eat the meat. Here, even though the Emrim are very much here, but since we can't burn them, they're treated like they're lost. We'll do the Zurika and eat the carbon on Yontif, and the Zurika will be allowed to be done because it's considered being done L'tzorech Eichel Nefesh. Ask the Gemara. We said a moment ago that we talk about two subjects. We don't say do one avera to save ourselves. Ask the Gemara betray milu lamrin. For Tanan, ask the Gemara the Mishnah in Masechet Trumas, Perches Mishnah Test teaches us. Chavash Trumas Shnei Shabbatayas El Yoina. You have two wine pits. And you have wine of truma in the upper wine pit. Ubetachtoina yesh chulim tameim. And the bottom one has chulim tameim. And they're about to fall from the upper pit into the lower pit. And if they fall into the lower pit, the loch is, they'll become usur, because the truma won't be allowed to be eaten, because truma tameya is not allowed to be eaten, and the chulim won't be eaten because truma got mixed into them. Says the Gemara, Moedra Belezer Bishushim, Yochalatza Men Revius Batara. If I have some way that I could save up a revius of truma that it remain tar, yatzel, do so, even though the price you'll pay for doing so is that all the rest of the chulin on the bottom will become tameh. But if laugh, if you can't do so, the only keli you have to get that truma into is a keli tameh, and you wouldn't be able to save even a revius of truma that will remain tar. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Teirid v'titma, we should just let it fall into the bottom pit, but al yatmena biyad, we're not allowed to do anything to make the truma tameh. Rishu Emma, and Rishu's opinion is, af yitmena biyad, you could even make a tameh if your goal is to say, save the chulin. So what do we see from the opinion of Rabbi Shua? We see from the opinion of Yeshua, we're allowed to do something actively. We're allowed to get the truma into the tameh de gekeli to save the chulin. Even though we're talking about two different subjects, chulin and truma, and says the Gemara, that's not called that you did an avera, because here, anyway, shani hasam l'truma kazla, it would have fell into the bottom even if you wouldn't have deliberately made a tamei. You're not allowed to go and make a tamei. You're not going and making a tamei. It would be tamei anyway. So our Gemara has now introduced a new concept in halacha, that sometimes we're allowed to do something improper to save ourselves. And there are a number of tshuvas that the Poskim discuss. One question is, of course, we know, the second day Yontif, we in Chutz La'aretz, we treat as Yontif. But here there was a situation where there was a man who was very sick and didn't have children, and his wife, and he's about to pass away. And if he doesn't write a get, there's a real problem, because the wife, we don't know where the brother is. The brother doesn't want to do yibum or chalitza. So would we be allowed to write a get? Of course, writing is also on yontif, in order to save this woman from this terrible situation. And many, and this is the question that is learned. And the Chasam Sofer wants to use the concept. Number one, it's doing a smaller aveira to save this woman from a terrible situation. And just like the halacha is, we're allowed to do things in Yontif Sheni, Lutzorich HaMeis, the halacha allows us to bury a mace on Yontif Sheni. This, where the mace that his wife will not have a problem with Jivim Chalitza, is considered Lutzorich HaMeis. He says that the halacha, the Chasam Sofer, is not ready to be lenient. Another question that came up is where we have, and this is a question that the Gemara discusses extensively in Masechet Yevamos. The halacha is that if a woman's husband disappeared and she or one aide say that the husband died, she's allowed to get remarried. Mishimaguna kilabarabanan, Chazal allowed her to get remarried. However, if she got remarried and her first husband shows up, so then talochas teitzi mizem mizeh, she can't remain with a second husband. And more so, the second child, if there were any children born from that marriage, talocha is that if there were any children born from that marriage, they would be mamzerim. So here you have a woman who got married under the understanding that her husband passed away, and now the husband shows up, and we have a problem of mamzeris. So the Sefer Dvar Yeshua wants to come up with the following solution based on a Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Lamed Gimel. that if somebody sent a get to his wife, and before the wife received the get, he notified an Eid Echad. So he notified an Eid Echad that he is reversing himself on the get. Chazal made a rule that that entire marriage is considered annulled. So, of course, we're not allowed to do this. But here, maybe we should be allowed to do this in order to save, to create a situation where the marriage with the first husband will be annulled. And if the marriage will be annulled, so then she was never an Eish Ish. And if she was never Eish an Ish, then the child that was born from the second husband will not be a mamzer. The Masham discusses this question, and it seems, and again, it's the same situation where that it's being done just to save a child that became a mamzer based on a pure mistake. So some suggest that in a case where a person, this would not work anyway, because where did Chazal make this rule? Chazal made this rule in a case where a person did not know the repercussions of this rule. When a person knew the repercussions of the rule, then we don't say it. Another question that the Pesukim discuss is that we know that sometimes in Halacha, Chazal are makel by Hefsa Meruba. Where there's a big loss involved, we say Hefsa Meruba. There's a very, very fundamental question when we speak about Hefsa Meruba. I have a Shaila, and for me it's a Hefsa Meruba. The question is, it's a Hefsa Meruba for me, and that's why I can be lenient. But what about for somebody else? For him, it's not a Hefsa Meruba. That means I produce the food that's only kosher by Hefsa Meruba, and therefore could be considered kosher. So it's a Hefsa Meruba for me. But my customers, for them, it's not a Hefsa Meruba. The question is, do we have to tell the customers that this food is only mutter because of Hefsa Meruba, and then very likely they won't buy it, and the Hefsa Meruba heter won't come into play? Or do we say, it's Hefsa Meruba, it's mutter? This is a very big question. It seems that based on our Gemara, that the Gemara, this is the Imre Yosher, Imre Arik, seems to say, in our case of Gemara, where we're allowing a person to let the tshuma fall in or not let the tshuma fall in, it just to save somebody, is a riot that my consideration, and not just a consideration for me, it's a consideration that's a heta for everyone else as well. Not everybody agrees that we can rely on such a psak, but that's the discussion in the Paiskim. It says the Gemara Kiyasar of Yitzchak, when Yitzchak came, Tani Kivsi Atzaris, Sheshokna Shloime Mitzvason. Rashi explains the Shloike Mitzvason means that the Kivsi Atzaris were brought Shloi Lishman. Psulim, they become possible for Tuba Tzrosin, as we mentioned earlier in the shir, we have to let them become possible. V'yetzel Beis Reif, and then they're burnt. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to Rav Yitzchak, Ma de Makashul Chattis, you learn that Kivsei Atzeres are considered like a Karmel Chattis. The Pasuk says, because the Pasuk says, V'asisim sir izim echel chattis shnei kvasim neishana l'zevach ha-shlamim. That's why you're going to say that the Kivsei Atzeres that were born don shaloi k'mitzvasim, which we interpreted based on Rashi as shaloi l'shma, the apostle. Because just like we learned in the first Mishnah Masechet Zvachim, that a Karmel Pesach that's brought, the Karmel Chattis that shaloi l'shma is apostle, that will be the same here, that will be considered here also possible. Tanit Bei Levi, however, says the Gemara, the Braisa in the Yeshiva Levi, the Gom Meshav Chayim Meshalmi Dava, says that the halacha of the Shalmi Chayva, the Kivtzei Atzeres, have the same halacha as Shalmi Nadava. The halacha will be that they're kosher, could just like a common shlomim that's brought shaloi lishmas kosher, el shaloi olabam shem chayva, same would be by kivtzei atzeres, were brought shaloi lishma. Because the Gemara quotes the brisa of Levi, the Tani Levi, the carbon of a nazir that he has to bring a kevis la'ila, and that instead of bringing a kevis, which is a one-year-old animal, he brought a two-year-old animal, or an animal which is the Ayla Shlomim, which is supposed to be a two-year-old animal, and he brought a one-year-old animal. And then, based on these improper animals that the Nazir is supposed to bring at the end of his term of his Naziris, he cut his hair. So the Halacha is he has to bring other Kabbanis, or Shalmi Nazir, or the Nazir has to bring Kabbanis at the end of his Naziris, Sheshach Nishloikim Mitzvasan, they were brought Shalai Lishma. The Halacha is Nechalim L'yoyim V'layla, we eat them like the Shalmi Nazir. The Shalmi Nazir are not eaten like a regular Karban Shlomim, which a regular Karban Shlomim is eaten 2 days or one night. This is eaten Yoyim V'layla. Vein Tunim L'yoylechem, we don't bring lechem like we normally do with a Shalmi Nazir. We don't do Zroya B'Sheila. Taloch is that a Shalmi Nazir, the Isle Nazir, they burn, they cook the front foreleg, because these kabbonis are not kosher for the nazir, and therefore that even though the halach ought to be perhaps that the halach of the shalmi nazir should be treated like a karban chatas, because the pasuk when it speaks about the nazir says v'ikras kabbana l'Hashem v'kavsa achs bash nazir tamima l'chatas v'ayil echatam l'shlamim. So we see that the Torah puts the shlamim together with the chatas. Still, says Levi, we're not going to treat this shlomim like a chatas. We're going to treat it like a shlomim. And the halacha is that just like a shlomim that's brought shaloi lishma is kosher, these shlomim will also be kosher. And presumably, that will also be the halacha by the shalmei atzeres. Ask the Gemara, but Rabbi Yitzchak said that we don't learn that way. Because Rabbi Yitzchak says, you're learning the shlomim from a chatas. Why does he prefer to learn it from a chatas? Because the reason he prefers to learn it from a chatas is because a chatas is a chiyuv, and these shlomim are a chiyuv, and shalmi nedava are not a chiyuv. Meisvei asked in the Gemara, the Braisa teaches us, Osham ben Shana, an animal, a common Osham, is supposed to be an animal that's a kevis that's 1 year old. Baby bench time, and instead you brought an animal that's an ayah, which is a 2 year old animal. Or bench time. Or if the case that's supposed to be an oshim that's a 2 year old, baby bench shana, you brought a 1 year old. Psul of a tubitz rosan, v'yetz lebesis reifa. Ava oilus nozer, the oil that a nozer brings when he finishes in zeris. V'oilus yaledis, a yaledis, if she had a boy on day 41, she had a girl on day 81, she brings a carbon oil up, violas mitzaira, and mitzaira, after it becomes tar, he goes through a whole procedure, and then 8 days later, he brings kabanas. One of them is oilas mitzaira, that all these kabanas that we just spoke about are supposed to be animals that are 1 year old. Shoy ben shtei shanim, and you brought a 2 year old, v'shachten ksherim. They're all kosher. Kol davar, kol ha-kosher ba-oilus davar, kosher ba-oilus chayva. Whatever is the halacha by oilus chayva will be the halacha by oilus the davar. Kol possible chattis, possible osha chutz mishloi lishma. That by chattis, anything that's possible by chattis and possible is possible by an osham, besides shloi lishma. So what do we see from here? That if somebody brought a carbon oiler, shloi lishma, or a carbon oiler the wrong age, it's kosher. So will be the halacha by oilus chayva. And we don't learn it from a chattis. Even though these kabbanas are kabbanas that are obligated to bring. And we can make an argument that since they're kabbanas that we're obligated to bring, and they're kabbanas that come together with a chattis, they should be treated like a chattis, which is exactly what Rav Yitzchak said, that we learn these kabbanas from a chattis. But this brisa says that we don't. Says the Gemara, this brisa high tanat under by Levi. This brisa follows the opinion of Levi that doesn't learn them from from another that doesn't learn the karbanos that are chayvus, the kifsei atzeres from a chatas, which is also a chayva. It says my high tanat on the Beilevi. It's on the Beilevi, and that's why it's not a question. Toshma says the Gemara, the Tani Levi. Levi taught a brisa. Oshem Nazar. The Nazar brings a Oshem on the 8th day after became Tamei. Vashem Metzaira, that the Metzaira brings. Sheshakna Shlo Lashmon Ksherim, V'loi Olu Baal M'Shem Chayva. Shuch the Mechusas Man V'Baalim. But if you shuch that before, the owner was supposed to bring that carbon, before the 8th day of the Nazar, or before the 8th day of Metzaira, Oishar B'nei Shnei Shonim, Psulim, V'Shakhtim Psulim. Vim Isa asked the Gemara that if Levi is learned, Bei Levi learns the Karma Chayv from Karma Nadova, Ligma Meshlamim, and just like by Shlamim, that if you said you're going to bring a Ben Shana and you bring a Ben Shnayim, that's kosher. Here too, if you brought the wrong age, it's kosher. Answers the Gemara, Shlamim Meshlamim Gama. When does Levi say we learn Shlamim from Shlamim? We're speaking about the family of a Kam Shlomim. However, Oshim Mishlomim, which are totally two different types of Kabanis, that, like Gomer, that he doesn't learn. Says the Gemara, the Gom Shlomim Mishlomim, ask the Gemara, if Levi learns Shlomim from Shlomim, so Ligmanami Oshim Yashom, so then, if you say it's all the same type of carbon, it makes much more sense to learn one from the other. So ask the Gemara, so is the case. For example, Oshem Nozvesh Mitzaira should be learned, which are a one-year-old animal as a carbon, should be learned from Oshem Gzeilus Hashem Me'ilus, which are carbonists that are two-year-old animals. And we should learn that just like their two-year-old is kosher, by Oshem Nazar and Oshem Mitzayra, a two-year-old should be kosher, or vice versa. Hashem Gzeilus, Hashem Me'ilus, Hashem Nazar, Hashem Mitzayra. I would say just like, even though Hashem Gzeilus, Hashem Me'ilus are supposed to be two-year-old, Hashem Gzeilus, Hashem Me'ilus are supposed to be 2 years old, but if you brought a one-year-old, it should be okay, because it's okay by Hashem Nazar v'Hashem Mitzayra, based on your thinking, Levi, that we always learn similar kabbonis, one from the other. Answers the Gemara, what Levi meant to say was, Omer of Sim Rashi, Dom and Dov Shlev Aksheva, Dov Shlev Aksheva. We learned the loch of Shalme Tzeres that were brought in the wrong age, from Shlomim that were brought in the wrong age. Vein Dovim, but to learn the loch of two different types of Oshams, some have this age and some have that age. So in this case, it's good. In that case, it's not good. We don't learn. You don't learn a problem carbon where you have the Sham Nozer and Sham Mitzayra, which is supposed to be 1 year old. You can't learn it from the 2 year old of Hashem Me'ilis and Hashem Gzeilis, which are supposed to be 2 years old. So you don't learn something that you did wrong for something that's done right. Ask them, Rav Eloy, is that true? But Tanya, the Brice teaches, Menayin L'yotze, if somebody took out the Murim of the Chatzis Oila outside of the Zara, Shem Ola, if they put on the Mizbeich L'yerid, because the Loch Hashem R'yotze Koshim B'Bama. By Obama, there's no Mechitzis, as we learned extensively at the end of Masech Tzvachim. So just like by Obama, this is not a problem. It's not a problem in the Beis HaMikdash either, at least in Ola L'yerid. Says the Gemara, but why? Why should we say you can't learn when you took a carbon outside the Dazar, which you weren't allowed to do, from a carbon that was brought on the Bama, which you are allowed to bring outside the Mizara? So you see that he is learning Davish Loi Bechshera, but Davish Bechshera. And somewhere there, it's entirely different. There, it's based on a special limud. Tana, Azoyis HaTayrus Oyla Riba Samach, that the Torah says that all Kabanis, even though they were brought improperly, they were taken out and brought back in, there's a new dinim, Olala Yerid. So it's not that we're learning the halacha of Mizbeach from Bama, and we'll say, well, How can you? Bummit, nothing wrong was done. Bezbeach, something wrong was done. And it has nothing to do about learning one from the other. There's a special limud that teaches us the concept of im ololo yeved.